UW Environmental Studies Professor Adrian Trevis says the state has combined sound management with democratically achieved consensus.
And that statewide process, which took a good 20 years to build up, in one blow has been undermined by procedural detail at the federal level.
He's talking about last month's decision by a federal judge to put the Wisconsin wolves back on the endangered species list. He says outside groups, in this case the Humane Society of the United States, don't participate but prefer to litigate.
It's their sort of last resort to get their priorities and their vision dominance over what's generally a consensus or compromise position that's reached by the state.
Travis expects the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to contest the ruling, and wolves in the Great Lakes states may come off the endangered list again by the end of next year. He thinks Wisconsin residents should oppose any future efforts to shape state policy through the courts. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.